As the public grows wary of quote-unquote processed foods, the food industries are finding clever ways to fight back. One of the biggest arguments I heard recently is that, in a way, almost all the food we eat is processed, and if you think about it, they do have a point. Sure, this sugary cupcake is clearly processed, but you know what else is? That pre-cooked, seasoned, take-and-go chicken breast from Trader Joe's. Yeah, it's just chicken, but technically, by definition, it has been processed. So what? Do I not eat the chicken? What's a shopper to do when it comes to finding that fine line? Talk about a headache. Thankfully, we do have food classification systems to help us clearly distinguish foods according to the extent and purpose of their processing. These are helpful tools for public health research and food policy. Don't let the food industries fool you. Not all processed foods are created equal. And it's actually the ultra-processed foods we want to stay away from. So here briefly are the four processed food groups as outlined by the NOVA classification system. To learn more about these classifications and how you can apply them to your shopping, I highly encourage you in your free time to look up the NOVA system. So group one is the unprocessed or minimally processed foods. Think the edible parts of plants or animals immediately after separation from nature. Group two is processed culinary ingredients. So these are food items obtained directly from group one by either pressing, refining, grinding, milling, or spray drying. Next is group three. These are just simple processed foods. These are simple products made by adding either sugar, oil, salt, or other group two substances to foods in group one. And finally, there is group four. This is ultra-processed food and drink products. These are industrial formulations with five or more ingredients. Group one foods are only a small portion of these items, or they could be completely absent from the finished food product. This has been the Nutrition Nerd. Hopefully you learned something new today, and I will catch you in the next one.